VentureCast.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
With the Baker's Plus Card, it's easy to get lower than low prices. For the win! Earn fuel points on every purchase and save up to $1 a gallon at the pump. The Baker's Plus Card. All you do is win. Big, big savings. Sign up now at bakersplus.com and start saving. Baker's. Fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your favorites with the Buy 5 or More Save a Dollar Each sale. Simply buy 5 or more participating items and save a dollar each with your card. Baker's. Fresh for everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show, featuring Jason Zook. In uncertain times, we must change our focus and priorities. This show will highlight social justice issues with the goal of expanding minds and increasing unity, love, and mutual respect for ourselves and our planet. We support the Black Lives Matter movement. Our show aspires to promote social spirituality, which simply means that by coming together, we can solve any of our problems, including the goal of bringing an end to all forms of hate, discrimination, bias, or oppression. We must protect our environment, reform our criminal justice system, and protect every citizen from police brutality. When we come together, it becomes possible to bridge the gaps that plague our society and divide us from within. We the people means everyone.
Hello and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show. This is Jason Zook. It's a great pleasure I had the opportunity to have free psychic readings this evening with myself and Kelly Jo Monahan. And I'm just very excited to have everyone on the show who's calling in. And I want to bring Kelly Jo on because she's been patiently waiting like the rest of you. And we're going to have a really good show tonight. So let me bring Kelly Jo on.
Hi, Kelly Jason. Jo, welcome to the show. Thanks for having me again.
Thanks for coming on. We're two of the same week. That's a record for us. It's actually really nice. I should get back more into these. You know, a year ago, it was like 1 month where I did a bunch. And then I think other things came up. But it's always fun to do. I want to ask, before we start with our callers, if there's anything new coming on with you right now that you'd like to announce to our audience, what you're up to, or just anything in general.
July, I'm going to have Carol Ann on again, and
excellent.
I think it's July 16th, so I'm looking forward to that. And I'm going to do a fair in Sarasota in July, the third week in July. I'm excited about that. And then doing, you know, regular readings, and that's what I'm up to. So what are you up to?
Well, you're giving me an opportunity to possibly meet you in person if I'm in town on the third week of July, because we have never met in person yet. It'd be great to meet you. And so since Tampa's only about an hour north of Sarasota, if I can wing it in my schedule, I'd love to come meet you in person. That's great. There's some big, you know, we all go through life transitions. You know, when you graduate from high school and go to college, or if you switch jobs or get married or get divorced or whatever those life transitions are. And I happen to experience firsthand changing careers. It's been a slow process, but I'm not giving up being a lawyer altogether, but I'm being able to focus more exclusively on what I feel more passionate about right now, which is exactly this kind of stuff, and then getting involved with our other show, Psychic Visions, and just doing other things. I'm really excited about having the ability and the opportunity to do that right now. So that's where I'm at. I'm just, I literally had one of my last hearings today. So I'm just looking forward to what's ahead. So.
And I'm looking forward to meeting you in real life.
It'll be great after 5 years. But I'm going to bring in our first caller, who's 630, Dion from Wisconsin. Hi, Dion. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook.
Hi, what a beautiful intro you have.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm used to calling in, you know, Kelly's show. So this was the first time I've heard your intro. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. do you have a question for us?
Yeah. So I'm looking to move down to Florida, and I know it's going to take a minute for me to get there, maybe. But so I came across this house, and I'm just going to say the house number is 619. Is this mm-hmm. house, like, in my realm of possibility, or was it just calling me to the area? It's a little bit more than I thought I was going to. It's like biting off a little bit more than I can chew, but I still feel like it could be doable, but I don't know. What do you feel about it?
Okay. Do you want me to go first, Kelly Jo, or you want to go first?
Go ahead.
All right. One of the things I'm getting, I think this is something that happens pretty frequently to me, is I think you're pretty spiritually open. I think the house you're feeling is something that's showing you what it would be like or the type of house to get. Not whether it's that specific one, it's giving you the idea of that type of house. That's what I'm getting. But that doesn't mean you're not getting a house, because I see it. I just see you having to do, like, I feel like you're very methodical with certain things, and you, like, analyze and evaluate. So it takes a while to arrive at something, and I think you'll do more vetting, and you'll find a property you're very happy with.
Okay. That's good.
So
thank
that's
you.
In other words, you're being guided. Like, you're being guided to look for certain properties that are meeting your expectations, and as a result, this is giving you kind of it's like when you're on the highway and you get the mile marker and you know that the exit's a mile away. This is like giving you a signal of what to look for and what you're considering, what you like. You're thinking, you're putting those feelers out there, and when you do that, it comes back to you, and that's what I see happening. You're coming into the process of buying a property at some point.
Okay, good.
And what I'm seeing is you might not get that house, but I see you getting another house that's more in your price range, and it'll be like a cute little bungalow-y house.
Bungalow.
Yeah, bungalow.
Okay.
And then you have like a carport that
you
can park your car under.
Yeah, I was getting porch too. So, like a front porch area with woodwork, like a, you know, like they have those
and
porch areas that are like.
Also a separate laundry room that's just a little room. Off the carport.
Okay. That sounds good.
And you are in the right back area.
I'm in the right area?
Yes.
Okay, good, because that was the first thing that was like, at least it got me like where I'm pretty sure that's where, because I'm sorry, but Florida can be very confusing between like the east side and the west side. And so like I've been searching and searching, and I'm like, at least I feel like it should be over here. So that's good. I found the right area.
And you're talking to two people who are on each side of Florida. I'm on the west side and she's on the east side. So you're talking to two right people right now. So.
Yeah, and there's a big difference between the two coasts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big time. Night and day. But
thank you so much. I really
appreciate
it.
So much for calling. Yeah, good
You're
luck.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I got to add something. The 23rd and 24th is the Sarasota Fair, and then the 16th I'm going to be on Carol Ann's show, The Psychic Flow.
Excellent.
Okay, I'm done.
Perfect. Thank you, Kelly Jo. I think a lot of people would call and ask about real estate questions, at least in general. Like, it seems to me that that's a good sign that maybe the market's becoming more flexible with things. Hopefully people will be able to buy properties and have less struggle about that. All right, so we have another call now. Let's do this. Hi, 520.
Hi.
This is Jason Zook. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Lisa calling from Arizona. Hi.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome
Hi.
To the show. What's your question for us?
Hi. I had a friend that passed, and I'm picking up his death certificate, and I'm going to take it to his CPA and see if that will open the door to finding like a will or something that is directly tied to the guy that passed. Do you see that happening, like it opening a door?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you want to go first?
Yes, please. He has a will, and you're going to be able to connect that. Way things don't have to probate. And once you get on the trail, you'll get all the other things in succession. Everything
okay.
will fall into place.
So you don't see me losing anything then?
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
No.
Okay, no. Good. Okay.
Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. I was just writing some stuff down. I'll tell you this. It gets better than where you've been, and I feel like you're going to feel connected with the stuff going forward, so I don't see you struggling with that. And I also think you're going to have a much more brighter outlook going into the fall than you had going into the spring. It's not about the spring from winter. It was hard for you with transitions, and then this is going to be a lot better, and you're going to get, like, a lot of less confusion on things that you've been going through recently. You'll get clarity. So I think you are going to have this opportunity work out. I think it's going to work out not that far from now. And I feel like in the end, it's worth what you're doing right now. So sort through that stuff.
Okay. Thank you.
And I
so
need
much.
To add, I believe that he had a safe deposit box too, so.
Yeah, I know he does, but I don't think I can. I mean, maybe when I drop the death certificate off at the CPA, like you said, maybe that will lead to being able to, you know, access stuff. I can't personally do it, but, you know, the powers that be.
Right.
It's like, you know what the image I get? It's like when you drop a coin into an old-fashioned machine that kind of moves all the bits and pieces when you drop it in. It, like, makes everything come to life, like animated. I feel like you bringing the death certificate and dropping it off will have the ability to set things in motion and let things flow.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Okay, we got 904. Hi, 904. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Where are you calling from? What's your name? And do you have a question for us?
Yes. Hi, this is Stacy calling from Florida. My question is, what do you see coming up with a job? Do you see me working for myself or working for somebody else or both?
Okay.
Go ahead, Jay.
I can go first, Kelly, if you want. I got yes and yes. So that means you're going to do work for yourself, and you're going to have like a side – you're going to have something that helps you flow income as you build your own to advance it,
mm-hmm.
and it may take some time, but I get the flow for both of that. So, like, it's kind of like if you have one company and then you start, you know, you may get some experience working for somebody who gives you guidance that leads you to help you up your game with your own ideas, and then I see you being able to build your own business and at the same time, like, gradually. But it's not going to be like a fast, rapid thing. It's going to be methodical, plotting, but successful over time.
Okay.
And you're not going to have to take a deep plunge. You're going to have to take a little risk to do both. Like, you'll have to take a little risk, scale back a little, do the other. But over the
mm-hmm.
long run, you'll be happy you did. You'll be very happy you did.
Oh, okay.
And I see you starting your own entrepreneurship towards the fall of this year and then expanding after that.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a plan.
The one thing I'll add, sometimes we can get in our own way sometimes with goals, like outside ourselves. Like if something
mm-hmm.
happens and you feel like, oh, God. When something happens, just look at it like a little short thing and you just keep going. I see you like literally like navigating around. So if there's an obstacle,
okay.
you're over the obstacle. It's like hurdles. But when you get over them, you're going to have a successful
mm-hmm.
business and you'll be happy with it. So just don't psych yourself out. Know that if there's any obstacles, you'll be able to get around them or navigate through them, and then it leads you to be happy in the long run.
Okay.
And then you're going to have to do your domain name, but there might be a singlet over that, so you might have to change the spelling of the domain name.
You know, I was just thinking I had to do that. I was going to go on Sunbiz because I was told that, yes.
So you might have to spell it different than what you're thinking. Then you can get the name.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I think overall you'll enjoy this. So think of it as an adventure.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks for supporting the show. Uh-huh. Thank you. Excellent. Okay, 812. Hi, 812.
Hello?
Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. What's your name and where are you calling from and what's your question?
Yes. Hold on. Let me get you off speaker for a second. Hold on. Okay. Is that better? You can hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can.
Okay. I had you on speaker. My name is Nicole. I'm calling from West Virginia. Tomorrow is a very exciting day for me. I'm trying to have a child, but my fiance is going to go and get his vasectomy reversed and see if we talk to the doctor about that so he could be done. And he has one daughter from our previous marriage. And I just want to see if you see any children for me in the future.
I see twins.
Really?
Yep.
Awesome. Like, boy and a girl, or two boys, or?
Yeah, two boys.
Two boys. Awesome.
Then you get two for one.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Kelly Jo, it's interesting you said twins, because one of the things I'll say is I feel like you're going to do something that, like, plant it, and you might get some type of assistance with it. Like, I'm not saying you get, like, a fertilizer. I'm trying to say the right word. When you get help with a doctor, there might be something with that that you do a little bit of, and it may inspire the twins, because I feel like there's something coinciding with that.
Okay. You mean like IVF? Because I've been thinking
about
that.
No,
they'll
give you hormones to make your eggs produce more.
Yeah,
that's right. Something like that. Medical. It's medical intervention, but it helps you, and you'll enjoy it. It's going to be what, you know, it's going to make it more probable, too. It's like counting, making sure everything lines up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm thinking about doing, when he's doing his, like, when he's doing his reversal, next week I got to go see the weight loss doctor, the bariatrics doctor for my consultational also.
I feel like you're both going to be healthier in the long run, too, so that would all coincide with what you're doing right now. You're taking steps to up your game, so to speak, both of you, and there's going to be positive stuff that comes from that.
Yeah. Which brings me to my next question. Do you see me get my bariatric surgery?
It's going to be a process, but yes. That's what I'm being told to tell you. That there's going to be stages and steps. That you have to go through all these, like, different meetings and get things confirmed with insurance or get through these steps. It takes a while. But I see you attending a lot of meetings or being informed about something with a procedure and then having to watch some video, basically. And then, like, it's just consultations, and then you make a decision. So it's a process. It'll take that process to go through it, but yes, I see you being able to do it.
Good. So do you know when my twins? I was going to ask the question. Do you know when my twins will be born?
I don't have a date on that. When you asked that question, I didn't get a definitive time frame myself. So that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It just means in response to right now, I think there's other things you're going to be doing to coincide with it. That then it's like a contingent thing. So you will have it done, but this might be the surgery that you do, and then you get the kids, or it might be something in that kind of, like, order. You get yourself healthier, and maybe your doctors tell you that they want you to be healthier before you try to have the twins, something like that, you know?
All right. Thank you very much.
Putting things in order. It's like you're putting things in place.
Yes, right? I am.
I'm planning
everything out. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Good luck. Thank you. We have 610. Hi, 610. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. How are you doing? Where are you calling from, and what's your name, and what is your question?
Hi, my name is Tony. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA. I just wanted to see if you see me getting engaged to be married or married.
All right. You want me to go first, Kelly?
Yeah. You have somebody in mind. You're dating him.
Yes.
And you guys, I see like a springtime thing.
Okay.
So I see engagement in the spring. Spring has sprung.
Okay.
Well, it's interesting when...
I also see you probably getting married in the wintertime because I'm seeing white lights.
Okay.
But it's not like right away. You'll be engaged for a little bit.
Okay.
And then you're going to have like an unconventional wedding.
Okay.
And you will not wear a dress that you're the belle of the ball. You're going to wear a different kind of dress.
Okay.
So that's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
There
you go.
I love when I love reading with Kelly Jo because she'll say something and I'll get something in addition to it. It's like we kind of read off each other. And I got March of 2023 as a date of when that may happen or the likelihood of it being more clearer for you. I also think there's some what I'll call homework issues for you guys to work on with each other.
Right.
I don't know if there's someone afraid of commitment and somebody's wanting it more or someone's kind of insecure about it. But I feel like you got to work on that together, right? And you will. It's communicating expectations and not.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Talking at each other, but talking to each other. And I think this the one aspect of things that I get is that he's not going to run away from you, but I feel like there's fear of some type of over-boisterousness or something. Like I had a very boisterous grandmother. She was very controlling and domineering, and I feel like he doesn't like domineering figures. So you can't domineer him into like, I'm not saying you're domineering, but I feel like he could be fearful of that. That's like something that triggers him. He had like a domineering parent or something. And so in his adult relationships, you got to deal with him in a way where you don't like, you know, you got to let him arrive at his decisions when he's ready. He will.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to let him be the one that comes up with it, does it, and executes it.
I got an idea for you. You guys need to take dancing lessons. You need to learn to walk backwards in high heels.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you learn to slow dance together, you got to be led. So that'll be how to trust him to lead.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know what else I get too? You both want the same thing. You both want the same thing. I just picked up on that. You both want the same thing. You both want to be married. You both want to be together. It's just got to be brought together like you two learning how to dance together. That sounds simplistic, but as she said that, I'm literally getting that'll help the two of you with everything else too because you're coordinating on the dance, doing the lessons, and then it also helps you to kind of see where you really have a lot in common, even more so than you do now.
So do you see me getting the engagement ring before March? Is the marriage in March or?
No,
I don't. I get the engagement ring in March. Yeah, March is engagement. Marriage is off later in the future, horizon.
Okay.
For me, I feel like it's likely 2023 is a year that a lot of this is going to happen. But if you push it too hard in 2022, you could possibly not do it in 2023. So you got to keep that in mind.
Right.
You can't over.
Right.
It's a fine balancing thing. So, you know, Kelly Jo's right about the dancing lessons. I think something like that, a group activity that the two of you could do together would help. And I think that we're all big children inside, no matter what age we are. And that if you can help comfort his insecurities and stuff, and he could do the same for you, then you'll really get stronger. And that time frame could be exactly March. It could be sooner, depending on how you improve each other to get to that point.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Kelly Jo, I always think it's so interesting to think about how when you're in a relationship, half the struggle is just being able to communicate effectively to one another.
Right.
And then it's like you go through this process, and sometimes people go in their respective corners, like we just heard here, and they both want the same thing. It's just, you know, you got to have the ability to go through that process. It's interesting.
Yeah, and everybody has a different way of communicating.
Exactly.
You have to learn the other person's way of communicating.
Their love language and everything else.
Right.
Hold on 1 second. All right. So 727. Hi, 727. Welcome to the show. This is Jason. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jill from Florida. Hi, Kelly Jo.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Listen, I was on Welcome your show, show on Monday.
Yes.
And I asked a question about my career, so tonight I'm going to ask about my husband Roy's job to see what you see with his job.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jay. You go first.
Sure. All right. So for Roy, I get he's going to be in a stable period of time right now, and I don't see major changes going on right now with this. And I feel like the next 6 months to 8 months to a year, things are pretty stable with things. The only thing I could see is whatever he has to deal with in his personal life. Like outside of work, there's going to be some stuff he works through, but I don't see the work thing being an issue.
Okay.
That's what I'm picking up. So in other words, I see some stable months ahead. I see a good period for him to advance himself, but I don't see anything changing abruptly or anything like that. I feel like he's going to plan for the future and kind of navigate while being at this current job right now. And in the future, he'll eventually go to something else, but not right now.
Okay.
More next year. There'll be more opportunities in the winter of next year. If for some reason, I'm picking that up.
Okay.
And
it'll eventually lead to, I guess, stair steps, so increased pay. Go ahead, Kojo.
Yeah, I keep hearing slow and steady, slow and steady.
Okay.
So in other words, gradually, you know, climbing and they like him there and he's in a good station and they really, really like him there, so it's evolving the way it should.
Okay. He's going on his 34th year with the county and so he'll tell you he has 3 years, 7 months and 18 days to retire.
He's going to do that. He's going to do that because, as you said that, I said stable and steady, and then I feel like he's going to – the only change I see is the one he's voluntarily wanting to make. So it's going to be that.
And then he'll get, like, a pension when he retires.
That's
and I see him fishing in the future, too, on a boat. Fishing rods, fishing, nature. So there's retirement, I feel like, or a more relaxed lifestyle.
Oh, yeah. He loves his kayak and his fishing. He has a fishing room in our house that has all his fishing stuff in it.
And then he eventually might get a boat with a tower on it so that you can, like, you know how you like troll.
He has a trolling kayak. Kelly Jo.
Oh, okay. Well, he's going to get a bigger boat and that trolls better.
Okay. He'll love to hear that. All right.
I don't even
know
what the word trolling means, but it sounds cool. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That's so funny. All right, let's see. 229. Hi, 229. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Do you have a question? Where are you calling from? And do you have a question for Kelly Jo and myself? And my gosh.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia. And
hi,
I just wanted to ask, hi, you all. Thank you all for taking my call. I just wanted to ask about, you know, I had applied for some the bad water spill at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and I done took some tests and stuff. And I just want to know, when do you all see me getting a compensation check for that?
Go ahead, Jay.
I'm getting that you're going to have somebody that contacts you and gives you information or helps you if that's already started. If not, you're going to have somebody who reaches out, or you're going to find someone that guides you through the process because there's some steps you got to do. Fill out paperwork and then have, like, some correspondence verifying, and then I feel like it comes to you. So I feel like it's a couple of steps. It shows me somebody giving you some guidance. So that could be a service you call into and they give you some tips, you know, tips on how to do it. But I see you learning how to do it, doing it, filling out the paperwork, and then it takes like a 60-day turnaround or something that you find out more. But there's stages to it. But you will get it. I feel like it's sometime this year possibly. So.
Okay. You don't see an amount, do you, sir?
Amount is hard for me. It escapes me right now because I feel like you've got to prove something. It's like there's something to show and establish, and that's how they determine it. They look at some type of equation with the person involved. age, medium income, or years at something. I just feel like there's an equation they look at, a sliding scale thing. So if you're impacted in a certain way with it versus a tertiary impact, or there's like where you're located with it, something like that.
Yeah, because I have kidney failure. So on the list, it has on there like kidney disease, and that's what I have. I have to go to dialysis 3 times a week. And
you're not being denied. Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank God. Yeah, so it will take place this year, you said?
That's what I'm feeling, yeah. Now sometimes times can be iffy, especially with administrative bureaucratic things, but the way it's like,
yes,
you know, when you ask certain things when there's free will involved, like moving pieces, like you, another person, when you're dealing with things like that, you got a lot of moving pieces there. But I feel like when you ask that question, I feel like there's something along this year that's coming into the works of it, and that this will arrive, and you'll arrive at it. So towards probably the end part of this year, I feel like you'll have a good idea of what's happening with this, and you'll be knowing about it either coming to you soon or it'll be there already.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I totally agree with what Jason just said, you know.
Yeah.
And you got help from a man and a woman, and you'll know what you're doing by the end of the year, though. You'll know what's happening.
Okay. Do you could I ask one more question, or just one?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Like I said, I go to dialysis, and I had to get some I'm on the
Introducing Batiste Sweat-Activated and Touch-Activated Dry Shampoo. With breakthrough technology that absorbs oil and releases bursts of fragrance whenever you sweat or touch your hair for up to 24 hours, it's the ultimate hair care for girls on the go. Try the newest dry shampoo that's activated by you. Batiste, the future of hair care is here. Buy Batiste Dry Shampoo online or in store at your nearest retailer.
I'm not officially on the kidney transplant list, but do you all see me getting a kidney transplant soon? Because all the protocol, I just got to finish up with a couple of, I got to have a hernia repair coming up on the 21st of this month. And once I submit all the information, they're going to put me on the kidney transplant list. And they bumped me up because I'm a veteran. And when do you all see me, like, getting a kidney transplant? Well, he's my
first of all, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service.
Thank
by
you.
The way, obviously, I need to say that to you. Secondly, I don't see you waiting on too long on that list. There's something that you meet protocol. You have the criteria where you have a matching kidney or something like that. I think there's going to be an opportunity there, and I don't see it where you're stuck on some like list forever. So it seems to me like these might coincide in time frames. I feel like this comes first, the first question comes first, and then the other one goes second, but you'll still be able to maintain your standard of living until that happens, and you're also going to be educated on the process of what it entails to go through the transplant. So there's like a certain thing there, but then I feel like you get it.
Okay, great. Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I see after the hernia surgery, you're good to go and you're on the list, and then boom, you'll get the kidney.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Yeah, so
I'm not getting, you know, a big time frame, but it's not long after you get the hernia surgery.
Yes, ma'am.
Because they're showing me a cooler, and that means a transplant whenever they show me a cooler.
Wow, man. Okay, is there any way, do y'all do private readings offline that I can contact? Could y'all take my number?
Yeah, no, go ahead, Kelly Joe. Give your number. we're at the halfway mark. To give that anyway.
Excuse me.
Go ahead, repeat it again, Kelly Joe.
561-333-5367.
Okay, I'll have to go back and listen to the archives. I don't have a pen right now. But
no problem.
Can you say my number?
Reach out to us. Yeah, no, reach out to us. You can always find us through the show or Google us. Kelly Joe's information is in the show notes, too. So if you go to the show notes on the show, you'll find her website and her contact information.
Would he get a hold of you, Jason?
Oh, sure, yeah. If anyone would like to reach me right now, I'm actually doing more production work at the moment than readings, but I'm still doing readings. You can call 833-JASON-ZOOK, or go to my website at thesocialpsychic.com. And Kelly Jo's website is kellyjopsychic.com. And we're definitely happy to talk to anyone who calls us for reading. So.
Thank you all so much for that encouraging words.
You're welcome. You've done a lot of valiant things in your life. I'm being told to tell you you've done a lot of valiant things in your life for others, in service of others, and that this unstable time you're going through right now is going to stable out because it just comes back. So you're going to, I feel like you're going to be happy with the things you go through.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I thank you for that because I've been going through a lot, I tell you.
Yeah, you'll be okay. You're going to land. The analogy of landing. I feel like you feel like you're falling down a cliff.
I'm telling you, it's been really hard on me because then I got to go to a funeral. My aunt, she passed away last week, and I was her favorite. I was her favorite nephew, and she always told me, she was like 94 years old, that I was her son. But I believe that she may have left me some kind of will. Is that correct?
I feel like you're going to get some clarity on that coming up. So there's something you're going to find out about with an inheritance, I feel like.
Thank
you so much for calling.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I always love to talk to veterans. let's see, 843. Hi, 843. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. What's your name and where are you calling from?
He called talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, 843. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Patty, and I'm calling from Charleston, South Carolina.
And what's your question?
Welcome to the show.
Okay, this is my first time ever. My cousin, she does a lot of private readings with you, Kelly Jo, and she just really admires you, so I'm excited. Anyway,
I said hi and thank you.
I was just wondering, I'm in the middle of getting ready, I think, to move. I've been at this place for the last 14 years, and they're hiking me up big time. And I was just wondering where I'll be in the next 4 months. Am I going to be happy, or what am I going to be doing?
You're going to be happy. And are you on a state line?
What's that mean?
Are you between two states?
It's streets, you mean?
States, S-T-A.
I'm in the middle of South Carolina. I'm in Charleston, so
well,
I don't know.
You might move more towards the line. So what is it, South Carolina and North Carolina?
Right.
You might hop over the state line and be in North Carolina.
Oh, goodness. I didn't think about something like that. I'm going there for a wedding next month.
But you might find the perfect house when you're out and about there.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to move in the same state, in the same city, because my grandkids are all here. I just didn't know if I was going to find the right place in the next couple months and, be happy where I'm going. I really like this place, but I can't afford what they're doing. They're jacking me up $500 more. And
oh, my gosh.
I can't afford, I'm going from $1,300 to $1,900.
Well, try the next county over.
The next county over?
Yeah.
That's where my daughter keeps telling me to go to also. Do you see anybody around
Where's
me?
Wilson? You have a lot of people around you, I get.
You got a lot of relatives.
You got a lot of loved ones around you.
I feel like it all the time, and sometimes I'll look in the corner of my eyes and I swear somebody's walking by me.
Well,
you
have
got
your,
a lot of energy.
You got your grandparents?
I thought
on
so.
Your mom's side, they're both with you. And then you have an aunt that her name starts with an M. She's been around you. She's a short, 5'2" little woman that walked hard on the earth. She's around you. And then you have you got all these farmers. You got tons of farmers.
I'll be darned. How about anybody that I lost that I was engaged to? Is he around me?
Did he have dark hair and blue eyes?
No, he had brown eyes, but he has dark hair.
I don't know who the dark-haired, blue-eyed guy is, but there's a guy, dark hair, blue eyes, 5'11". And, yes, your significant other's been around you because he's saying February is an important month for him.
I'll have to think of that one. I know he passed in April, but I'll have to think about February.
I don't know. I can't help but the dead people tell me.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, I really do feel there's a lot of people around me, and like I said, I just didn't know. And
I mean, loves to hang out on the right-hand side of your bedroom.
I know, and it smells like cigarettes, and I don't smoke.
Well, it's him.
Oh, my God.
I know, and all the time,
you know that it's him.
My daughter comes, she spends the night with me one night. She says, Mom, I swear somebody's smoking in here. I said, do you smell that? I thought it was just me.
He sits in the chair and smokes a cigarette in the living room.
It's got to be Rob. Yep. That's what I
thought.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. That is really crazy. Well, you guys have been a big help. But see me happy for the next couple months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm going to give you some information. Yeah, no, I mean, Kelly Jo's amazing. I love what she does because she's actually saying exactly the same things that I was writing down. It's funny, if you could watch me write down the words as you guys are talking, but I got your move worked out. It's a good move for you. You're going to be happy about it. I write words on the page while you're talking. That's why I don't waste my time. In August, yeah, you got something coming up in the August with the moving department. And then I also got something about Wilson, something with that kind of name to it. So that's something about that. And then ironically, I wrote the word smoke cigarettes when you asked about it and had to quit. Or has to quit. So there's something guiding with the smoking cigarette thing while you guys are talking about it. That's why you heard me make that sound earlier, because I literally wrote it on the paper and then Kelly Jo and you said it. And I feel like there's something that he had a struggle with quitting when he was alive, or he's trying to get someone who's alive now to try to quit smoking. So there's something there with that. And right-handed.
There's a couple people trying to get stopped smoking. So that's
So they're telling they're just showing me all those. And somebody was very soft-spoken. Somebody's very soft-spoken, like a male, a soft-spoken male, like when you're asking about him. He's like, just let her know. I'm very soft-spoken. And she'll know exactly who you're talking about.
I know exactly who you're talking about, yep. Wow.
He wanted to give you that. He wanted to give you a coded message like that. Yeah, he wanted to bring you a coded message so you'd understand it. And then he's also telling me who likes a lot of animals or animals around them or something like that. Like he's talking about having pets and getting more animals in the future, so... Someone's going to wind up either adopting an animal or having one bred.
I want to have one put down.
There's going to be a change in animals, but you might bring one up.
Maybe. Well, he's 19 years old, and everybody keeps telling me he's in a lot of pain, but I keep wanting him to go himself.
Finally, sunscreen worthy of your skin. Sol de Janeiro's new Rio Radiance SPF 50 collection, where glowing hydration meets sun protection in a beachy and nostalgic set. Confidently embrace your glow with lightweight 100% mineral SPF body lotion, refreshing SPF body spray, and shimmering SPF body oil. Receive 10% off on your first order on soldejaneiro.com, plus free shipping with the code SPOTIFY10.
You know, because I don't want to do that. I just think, come on, I pray all the time that I'll just wake up and he'll be passed, you know, because he's 19 and he's lived a good life, but, you know, everybody's like, you need to probably put him down. You need to put him down. And, you know, maybe I will get an animal after him. But
you will.
Him for 19 years.
He's telling me you're going to have a new animal because that's just the comfort thing
but
to do.
Have to take the dog in because the dog is suffering horrible. He's in horrible pain.
He is. I know that. He's blind and he's deaf and he, you know, he's chewed all the skin. Yeah, he's just, I don't want to do it, though. I just wanted the Lord to
take him. I know,
but
he's so suffering.
I know. You want to come and do it for me because I don't have the heart to go in there and sit with them when it happens.
You know what?
I know.
I'm being told, I think that's why I'm bringing up another animal. I feel like you need to get another animal and kind of go through a process and it'll help you. Because I feel like if not, you go through some deep grief, and he doesn't want you to.
Aww.
He wants you to get attached to another animal at the same time so that you're not – you understand the natural process of one animal leaving because we all leave our bodies. We graduate and ascend to the next level. We're not dirt in the ground. And so he's trying to basically say, bring another animal into the picture to help your transition. As your animal transitions to heaven, you're with each other, and then you have this new animal to comfort you because that's what you really need.
Well, then maybe that's what he's telling me then, because he's always staring at me, and I feel bad for him, because like I said, he's blind and he's deaf and all that good stuff.
You know what?
Stuff, so.
You're a great caregiver, and I'll say this to you. Any animal you have, you will do phenomenal with, and I feel like I have two parrots. That's my type of animal I like. They help. Once you bond with an animal and you develop that special relationship, you, nothing else compares to it. It's like having your own children. It doesn't matter, but you have a love for that animal, and that's what transcends death. And I feel like he's coming through to say, you know, that he knows you're like that. He wants you to get another animal in the meantime, and kind of like ease yourself through the process, because yes, your other dog is eventually going to, obviously, you know, it time takes all, but I feel like it would be good to get him looked at it by a vet and see what the vet says. But then I also think in the meantime, he's telling me to tell you to get another dog, a new animal.
Gotcha. Well, I got to wait until he's gone, though.
Someone's
I can't
pacing.
Do that right now for him.
Do you pace?
Do I pace?
He's talking about pacing, like walking around when they're on the phone, pacing around, walking around from room to room with a lot of energy.
I do.
He's showing me that.
Yeah.
He's just confirming the connection with you. Okay. All right. That's what I got. Thank you so much for calling
in. That's great, and I really appreciate everything y'all told me tonight, and I'll pass it on, and hopefully I'll have my nice house
Perfect.
In the next couple of months.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much, Kelly, Joe, and Jason. Have a good evening.
You too.
You too. Thank you. That was great. Let's see. All right. 323. Hi, 323. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. You have a question? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Joe. Yeah, hi. Can you hear me? I'm calling from Montana.
Hi, Joe.
Hi,
Joe. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Now, my girlfriend and I, we've been together for 2 real good years. She's my lady. I've learned to really love her. And for the past month or so, I've been getting vibes from her that it seems like she really, really wants to get married. So my question is, will I ask her to marry me this year, and if I should?
I feel like, you want me to go first, Kelly Joe, or you want to go
first? Go ahead.
All right. I feel like there's some apprehension in yourself. Like, you want to do it, but there's, like, this nagging, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's, like, uncertainty. And I feel like if you can answer that for yourself over time, you will. Asking us if you would marry her, I think you have to ask that question yourself more and understand you will if you so decide to do so. As you ask that question, I just get that there's some fear within yourself, like uncertainty, that you have to go through and verify before you take the extra step to do the actual proposal. You will. I feel like you will go through the soul-searching process, but there's something about that you still have to work out within yourself before you ask her.
Well, we've never really broached the subject, like I say, by getting some really strong vibes from her. But she's my lady. But the thing is that it's not uncertainty about her as much as it is about the institution of marriage. And I feel that if there's anybody that I should get married to, it would be her. So that's why I'm asking, you know, will I ask her this year, next year, and if I should for the both of us.
Well, and the other thing I'll add to that is I think you're going to start having more direct conversations with each other about where you stand going forward, and that might lead to the two of you being able to broach the topic. That'll give you the comfort about things. And in terms of your fears about – not fears, I should say, your question about the institution itself, I feel like the connection is going to overcome that, your strong connection with each other. There's some back – noise I hear, so I don't know if you have a radio or something. Or a speaker, but it's
probably me. I got an app that should never come to existence. Is this better?
Yes.
It's a little better. I just want to make sure. Thank you. Go ahead, Kelly Joe.
I feel like you are going to marry her. You do love her. You can't see yourself with somebody else. And life is short. So go for it. And you are a romantic.
You're a mushball. What'd you say? I thought I cut out for a second. What'd you say?
I said you're a mushball.
Mushball?
Yeah, you're very deep romantic, and you love truly, manly, and totally.
Well, I've never really been accused of being romantic, but I can be romantic, you know, with the right person under the right circumstances, the right way. I guess according to my way. What the book?
Well, there's no right or wrong way to be romantic. You do love her very, very much.
A bushball is like very open to be emotional. Basically, you're open. You're not the average guy that's closed off. That if, you know, you open with your emotions compared to other people is what I interpret that.
So with her, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I guess that's it. So I don't want to take up too much time with if you have any more people waiting. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have
thank
a
you.
Great
I think it's going to be good.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Is that what you meant when you said mushball? I got it as, like, somebody who's open to being emotionally connected to somebody and not running away from them if they feel a connection kind of thing and that they're open to being romantic.
Yeah, he is. He just loves her totally.
That's what I got when you said that. So I was like, I was laughing because it was like, he was like, what's a mushball? All right. 305. Hi, 305. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, Jason. And hi, Kelly. I'm
hi.
Anna. I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Hi, Anna.
I was wondering if you, hi, Jason. I was wondering if you could give me like a spirit mediumship reading about anyone close by, because I do need guidance.
Okay.
So you
want to
know about your
past
on people?
Yes, that would be fine. That would be welcome.
Is your mom around? Is your mom passed on?
Yes, back in 1999.
She's around you. And she also is saying that she loves you very much, and she says you got a big surprise coming next April.
I don't think I'm going to be around in April. I'm going through so many issues and finalities.
I can't understand you. I can't hear you well.
Okay, let me
do. Can you speak up just louder?
Hold on. No, I just put you on speaker instead of my earbuds.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, earbuds will be better for us.
A lot of, it is better, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
I have a lot of very difficult issues and a lot of obstacles. Nothing that I did, but it hit me nonetheless. I don't know if it's past life or what, but it has been an uphill climb for since 2008, and it's defeating me. So that's why I was asking for guidance from loved ones.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jay.
Good, Coach. All right. It's interesting because as you were talking to Kelly Joe, the first word that came on the page, I wrote your name, I wrote FTL, like Fort Lauderdale, and I put, don't lose hope. You fare better than you realize.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta. Keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
This is going to pass. These are messages I'm getting. Like, I know you want to hear from different people, but I'm writing down what I get to kind of like, because we're under the context of the show for a few minutes. So the point I'm getting is, and trust me, when you said 2008, all I thought of is like, you can go through so many setbacks, like health issues, like cancer, or deal with really difficult people, or just really demanding situations, and you feel exhausted and depleted, and you don't know if you'll ever get past it. And the answer I'm going to give you is you get past all these things, just like I did or will. And that's why I'm telling you, like, yeah, you can feel exhausted and drained and just really feel like you're losing all hope at 1 minute. And then over time, it gets better for you. So that's what I'm going to share with you is, like, the message I'm getting in the context of your loved ones that are with you. I get three. One's your mom and then two others. I feel like there's one other lady who's connected to you, like an aunt-type figure, and I feel like there's a gentleman. But I feel like they're all wanting to tell me these messages to let you know that, yes, you could feel like you're losing all hope and surrendering or feeling overwhelmed, but going forward, you don't need to lose hope because you are going to fare better than you've had in the past, and things are going to get past, and these hurdles you've been going through are going to work their way out for you.
Thank you, Jason.
And you're starting a whole new cycle, so it's a whole new beginning. So, you know,
yeah,
you're going to be all right.
Yeah, for sure.
when you see a new beginning, I've been working in my field for a long time, and I feel like I've been let down. And leaving it would be difficult for me, but because it's my, I don't know, it's my nature to do what I do for work, but I don't feel appreciated or respected. And
can I say something to that? It's like you're talking and I'm writing words down. As you're talking, the vibration of your energy helps me. Self-care, mental health counselor, self-love, the things that you're saying where you're not appreciated, I know what that feels like. It's terrible when you're around a bunch of people that, like, you feel like they take advantage of you or they don't respect you and they don't give you what you feel, even just basic decency. And that's where you got to take that back. You know, the self-love is where you learn to appreciate yourself and say, if someone's not appreciating me, I love myself more than what they, you know, I'm not going to let them get to me. Or if I'm in a toxic situation, I'm removing myself for that because I don't need to go through that. And once you remove those people out of your life, either change a job environment, sometimes you're going to change things, and it might seem scary at first, but you'll be glad in the long run you did. And I feel like that's what you're going to go through doing, is you're going to change things in your life progressively over time, one thing at a time, not all at once, but over time in the span of the next 12 months, you're going to go through some transitions for the better that you control better, and you're going to feel more in control than you felt in years. So.
And you've touched and helped more people than you know, so you need to know that.
Definitely. And the word empowerment gets in there, too.
Yeah, I don't doubt myself, but I don't get the recognition that I feel. I'm not arrogant, but I feel that I deserve. And,
I get just deserved, yeah.
I had so much loss, and I don't want to take all the time, but I wish I could see Kelly's closer to me than you are, but right now it feels like it's very, very far in every way, financially and distance-wise.
Somebody's telling me to take care of yourself better. So there's somebody coming through to say that they want you to get help if you feel like you're isolated or you're frustrated or you're, you know, coping mechanisms, things to help you deal with these things. Because we're all dealing, you dealt through a lot of things, like you said, but the resiliency, you're still here. You're on the phone talking to us right now. That's a victory right there, the resiliency of the spirit. And that's what gets us through all these trying times. So I don't have any doubt in my mind that if you feel unappreciated right now, in the future you'll feel more appreciated and you won't have to worry about the stuff you're saying today. I don't get it going in your future self. Your future self is going to be more confident in terms of what you're doing, and you're going to feel more love within yourself and with the people around you because you're going to upgrade the people around you.
Thank you. I will call back another time.
All right. You have
thank
a good
thank you so much. Appreciate
Amen.
It. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're actually running. Thank you. We're actually, it's hard to hear, like, you know, people calling like that. I know, Kelly Jo, we're running low on time already. This hour flies by. Before we
I know.
Up,
goodbye.
Share with our audience again how they can reach you.
KellyJoPsychic.com or 561-333-5367.
Okay, and if anyone wants to get a hold of me, once again, thesocialpsychic.com and 833-JASON-ZOOK. I want to thank everybody for calling into the show. Kelly Jo, you've been a pleasure as always. You're always so entertaining, and I can't wait to meet you. I'm going to try and make it my priority in July to come down to Sarasota, and that'll be a fun time. And look forward to doing everything else together as well. So thank you so much for all your support of the show over
and
the years.
Thank you.
You know, I just really appreciate it. It's been such a treat. All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Appreciate it. All right. Thank you. I just want to thank everyone for calling into the show tonight. And it's a great feeling to be able to interact and talk to our audience directly, answering questions and using this experience to feel more, I guess, interactive with our audience itself. And I love these kind of shows. So we'll be doing regularly. Kelly Jo is an amazing psychic. I highly recommend anyone wanting a reading. She's read for me numerous times, and she's amazing. And I think you saw that in the show tonight. And any caller who's called in, if you feel like you're distressed and you're going through some low points, I can relate to you. I understand it. But what I will say is you can get help for yourself either by, you know, meditating or trying to just do something to keep yourself calm, like go for a walk. You know, there's things, animals, connecting with positive people in your life. if you feel like you're under, you know, constant barrage from negative people or toxic people, flip that script for yourself. You know, sometimes you may have to take a risk and try to start a new career for yourself, or perhaps end the relationship that you don't feel comfortable because you're not in it anymore for the right reasons. Or you may have to change up a work environment. But for whatever it is, if you're feeling that you're being guided and you're feeling like you're not really being appreciated, appreciate yourself and do yourself a favor. And if you think that you can't do that, think of yourself as your future self and your current self. And what would you want your future self wanting you to do? I've done that with myself a couple of times the last 2 years. In other words, I'll meditate and try to tune into my future self. What would make my future self happier? And then I take certain steps and I try to do that. And sometimes I make difficult decisions that I may not always like to make, but in the end, I've always found that when you try to change things up, it's like a Rubik's Cube. You'll find the right equation eventually. You'll find the right fit. It'll work. So stay positive. And thank you so much, guys, for tuning into the episode. As I said, we'll be launching Psychic Vision soon. My best friend Megan Kane's co-host and Electrocraft Media, be on the lookout for that. Thanks for so much for supporting the show, and I just can't wait to have more of this out here, more shows in the future. Thank you.
Hello, and welcome.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Social Psychic Radio Show. Don't forget to join us for another episode next time. If you enjoyed the show, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. You can also check us out on Facebook, and don't forget to visit the Social Psychic YouTube channel. Until next time, it's a big world out there. Keep an open mind, embrace your paradigms, and know that the universe is always yours to explore.
Are you looking for that perfect gift to express your appreciation for your loved one or bestie? Well, look no further. Royal Susie offers one-of-a-kind designs with genuine high-quality crystals, stones, and the most precious of metals, that are guaranteed to satisfy the urges of your inner king or queen. Each piece is handcrafted with love and is sure to inspire and captivate all. Indulge yourself by visiting Royal Susie's website at www.royalsusie.com for splendid items like agate bookends, impressively crystal-studded bottle stoppers, and beautifully handcrafted nightlights that will charm every room in your home. Royal Susie's featured collections will truly delight your guests and always make them feel welcome. Any questions? Contact Royal Susie directly by email at royalsusiedesigns@yahoo.com.
With the Baker's Plus card, it's easy to get lower than low prices for the win. Earn fuel points on every purchase and save up to $1 a gallon at the pump. The Baker's Plus card. All you do is win. Big, big savings. Sign up now at bakersplus.com and start saving. Baker's. Fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your favorites with the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Simply buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with your card. Baker's. Fresh for everyone.
Are you a fan of classic cinema or a young person who wants to discover the best films of all time? Do these legendary movies still hold up?
On the Generation Film Podcast, two guys who grew up when movies dominated the culture share a great film with a panel of young movie lovers and see how it plays for today's generation.
We discuss changes in storytelling, styles, representation,
the making of each film, its initial reception, and how its meaning has changed over the years.
Join us as we explore cinema classics across generations on Generation Film.
Electric Acid. Miles, are you ready to record our promo for season 2 of the WannaBet podcast?
David, have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Miles, we're not here to quote lines from Airplane. We're here to tell people that season 2 starts August 18th.
But I like Airplane.
I know you do, but WannaBet is a sports betting podcast. Each week we bet $1,000 on the NFL teams and games that we love.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. And last year you picked over 60% of your games correctly.
How'd you do?
We're not talking about that. We are telling people that they can find us every Friday. So no more movie quotes.
Roger, roger.
Electric Acid. Electric Acid.